Long past the hour for quitting labour, amid the smoke-filled haze of the south gate, the after-lodge crew continues to linger in the rubbish of the temple, under the watchful eyes of Right Worshipful Grand Censor Bob. Not recognised nor endorsed by any grand or subordinate lodge of regular masons, irregular masons, co-masons, Canadian masons, or internet wannabe masons, they banter on as always. Puffing cigars, drinking stale coffee, making terrible jokes, studying agency law, spreading the intemperance and excesses of digital masonry, and generally disappointing all 7 of their podcast subscribers. Do yourself a favour and stop listening now. Only trolls and masochists dare to eavesdrop upon this After Lodge banter.
Welcome to episode 2 of the After Lodge podcast. This is After Lodge Harlan, broadcasting to you from the After Lodge Harlan lair for the last time. Not the last time I'm broadcasting, just the last time from here. We'll get into that later. Or it may be the last time we broadcast, because I tried to set up the recording tonight, and Google is really pushing this, like, YouTube Next thing, and so I had to go dig in the settings to go back to legacy mode so we can use Hangouts, but I think this is short-lived, so we're going to have to discuss a new recording mechanism.
We've been talking about that for a year, though.
I know, but now it's actually happening, it seems.
Now we have to make a decision.
Burly, fresh out of MRSA facility, voice you hear is Jeff.
Howdy.
Plague rat.
And that clearing of the throat is the distinct throat clearing of worshipless producer Bruce.
Why are you doing introductions backwards and sideways? It's weird.
Because it's been a little while since we've recorded, and we'll get
Did
into
you forget how to do this, Harlan? You had one job.
Hey, yep. Producer Bruce is actually producing something.
No. No,
hot air.
If I need somebody to yell at me, my wife could be our producer. And we also have Sir John, who is still up in the Yonterlands.
Yeah, guten Tag.
Heard y'all had a few below zero days this week.
Is that you true? Can F right off. Yes, we have.
I mean, it's like zero here, so it's not like,
yeah.
I'm
yeah.
not like Nick bragging about when it's 70 and sending pictures to Hangouts and shit.
Oh yeah, I guess it is that time for that segment. Where's Nick?
We are all as shocked as you that he's not here.
It's 70 degrees in Florida, which means he's under 3 parkas and shivering like a chihuahua.
Oh, got it. So we haven't recorded in a couple weeks because I've been
slacking
diligently working on the 5th reunion show, because we were going to post it with a disclaimer that Bruce put together, but I spoke to some former counselors of this here podcast, and after consulting with people wiser than I, it became apparent that it wasn't going to be the best idea. So I have started diligently editing out F-bomb after F-bomb after F-bomb. And occasionally Jason uses a conjunction between the F-bombs. So
that's weird.
It's taking a while. And it's 2 shows, y'all. So it's 2 shows. So when this comes out, there will be 2 episodes of Morse code.
You know, Harlan and I talked to Jason about that, and he was pretty adamant that those stay in.
Yeah, but...
Did you include him in the list of counselors you spoke to?
I did not, because you talked to him. Uh-oh. Problem is...
I think Harlan wanted good counsel.
The problem is that Jason doesn't, like, he can go down with this ship, but the rest of us would have to go with him, except for John. John would be safe.
Yeah.
And,
John's burning his own bridges.
Yeah. So, I, in the shelter I used to take in certain parts of the Scottish Rite Valley and the Grand Lodge are not readily applicable right now, so we're getting there. That's more off the air talk, but I am working on it. Part of the reason it's slow going, besides the fact that I have to censor out every other syllable of a 4-hour recording, is I'm in the process of moving, The next time I'm on this camera, I will be, well, somewhere else. Hopefully in my new home, or maybe like staying with a friend because my wife has kicked me out. We moving puts a strain on marriage. If you've done it before, you it's a bit of an understatement.
Yeah.
But we're closing on Friday, and then I got to move all the stuff. But I'll have my own space again, so I won't be here in the living room on my roll-top desk. I'm going to have the whole basement like Josh. Except not quite like Josh, because Josh gets... Josh gets to over-decorate the man cave aspect of the basement, and...
Hey!
Yeah, not really. Not really. Not... Did I say John? Sorry.
No, Josh. I do the same thing he does.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. My basement's my hole.
Well, it's going to become mine.
Except where my nephew's not living
here. There's a formal living room upstairs that we're never going to use, but the wife wants to put expensive furniture in it so it can sit there and be pretty.
Covered in plastic that nobody can ever sit in.
So that's going to be sitting empty for a while.
I wanted to put French doors on it and, you know, have an office in there. But she wants me in the basement where people can't see me. So that's where I'm going.
Yay, equality.
Well, I hate this basement because it's got drop ceilings and fluorescent lights in it. And I feel like I'm at work. Like, the walls are the same color. It's the same thing. Like, grayish white walls, drop tile ceilings, and those terrible fluorescent lights that go with drop tile ceilings.
Yeah, but you can change that out.
I'm going to, in fact.
I'm sure you have plenty of renovation plans for your new home.
I do. As soon as I get done with her 66 items, I will get to that about 7 years from now. But I saved a lot of money over what she was trying to get us to buy, so it was an art of compcompromise.
What
I
she
saved about $100,000, and I got to buy out like $200,000 worth of home reno projects for the next decade. So, yeah, but it was a deal at the time, and I live in a place in my life with small children, as Nick is well aware, where life is all about cash flow now. I'll worry about the rest later.
Word.
That's the story. I put out word to my brothers on Slack in case they wanted to come see the house.
What?
My house is on the way, and I thought, you know, you may as well just swing by and
grab a box.
Yeah, you know, just being friendly. John, you're welcome to come down and visit again. I'll buy you a plane ticket, and we can hang out like all weekend.
You know, I'm the kind of guy that would actually take you up on that offer too, because just to get away and not have to do anything responsible with stuff that's not mine. So,
so I'm trying to get the biggest truck that U-Haul has again, like I did back when we were flooring the house. Marshall said I could wear the trucker hat if I got the big U-Haul, so I'll get it. That truck's like mostly the size of my house, so if I did that, I could get it all in one go.
Was that the 24-foot straight truck or whatever they've got?
It's mass. I forget how big it is. It is ginormous. It's so bad that like to get it in my driveway, we had to have somebody like make sure that we don't the power line like sits.
You need a ground guide.
Yeah, it's not the power line, it's the cable line. Cable and phone lines like sit on top of the truck when it's in my driveway. It is a massive truck. I'm trying to get that one again. That's the one I went into the park on accident because I followed directions wrong and ended up backing up this cliffside road, like this one lane thing. It was good times. Feel ready to take it on again. So I'll be doing that and eventually getting the show out. And then I guess the other two shows that we've recorded since the anniversary. Before the show, we were talking about the post office and they don't need advertising.
Correct.
I just came back.
That doesn't stop them from advertising, mind you.
Right. Yeah. I just came back from the Libertarian State Convention. I had to hop in the car and drive all the way out there. One of the things that happened during the convention, which as the former chair, I'm no longer in office, thank heavens. I was organizing the convention, and one of the vendors that hit us up about advertising booth space and whatnot was the United States Postal Service.
No kidding.
What? Who? Wait. Okay. Well,
so the Postal Service wanted an exhibit to advertise at the Libertarian Convention.
To be fair, the Postal Service kind of exemplifies libertarian ideals
in ways that UPS and FedEx do not.
So you want to take a... Now, I understand the USPS is mostly, I mean, as far as I understand, entirely self-funded, or used to be entirely self-funded before Congress fucked us.
Still is.
Okay, yep, I didn't know if it was running red or black.
Well, the official reports are always red, but those are hiding the money that got scuttled away. It's fun like that.
Well, the thing that matters is we take no tax dollars. That's
right.
Like,
so, okay, well, all right, admittedly, if there's any branch of the government that was going to advertise at a libertarian convention, I guess the USPS would be the only one that have the sole legitimacy to do so.
Mm-hmm.
But
I think there'd be like some military recruiters or something.
Oh my God. Don't get me started about DOD advertising budget.
It was just odd. We showed up to talk about at the planning meeting, and somebody brought this Postal Service proposal.
Nobody Florida Man's here.
What's up, Nick?
Hey guys.
They didn't end up coming. I think the lady didn't understand who we were. I think she just got a list of like political events.
Started calling organizers instead of researching who those people were. So
if that's the level of research they do, Bruce, you might see a USPS exhibit at the next National Socialist Rally.
No, they're totally coming. The advertisers are still out for delivery. You can expect your advertisement in 3 to 5 business days.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Well, that's what I was asking, is if they're willing to advertise anywhere, can we get some of that money? Like here on the show, we talk about them all the time.
Right?
The Masonic Lodge runs on the post office, Bruce.
I mean, I'll ask, but I don't carry much weight.
My job as secretary involves updating all these electronic records and then printing a bunch of crap about the same records and putting them in the mail.
And then bitching at the end of every year about how much you spent on postage that year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Basically. I mean, what would the lodge do without the post office?
Let me count the ways.
I guess they would use email or something crazy like that.
You can have couriers. Like, EAs and fellow crafts need jobs. We get that. You can trust the fellow craft with being
exactly.
Like, like give him a shoulder bag and send him running.
What are the deacons for?
No, right. Carrying Grant, those messages.
It's slightly outside of the bounds of the lodge, but you can just, you know, power nigh on absolute say
they are literally delivery men.
John, yeah. The lodge extends in breadth from east to west.
And as far as from north to south.
That's right. That's right. And our master presides over the whole of it, Bruce. The whole of it.
Hey, God damn it.
Does our master know that?
No, don't you tell him.
I'm unsure.
Do you not tell him? So lots happened since we last recorded. Jeff almost died. I think John did, but you never know.
That's pretty common.
Yeah. You guys killed John. You bastards. So, Jeff, it's good to see you alive and kicking and
with one foot.
Alive.
You guys are terrible, man.
Yeah, but we're funny. That's our appeal. That's the one thing we have.
I think your headset's all jacked up there, buddy. We didn't hear any witty response.
I said I've got both feet.
That's good.
I was talking to my wife. Sorry.
So we're happy to have you back. I don't suppose anybody made the district meeting. Did you roll up in your hospital bed?
No.
Oh.
They wouldn't Bruce let me go that go. Far.
I did not.
Because Bruce is all like, the past Mason master.
The fact that I've dealt with enough bicycles in my life and have no need to hear about other lodges and how many bicycles they buy.
There's blankets, Bruce. Don't forget about blankets.
Ah, of course. The blankets.
Is that a euphemism?
No, it's just blankets. So okay. they find the oldest veteran in the room, and he's inevitably sitting way in the back, like up in the high section.
Because right. You think those guys would know by now. To be fair, they've been to those meetings like a thousand times.
So then they make this like 98-year-old like World War II vet who can barely walk
come drag all his the ass way to down. The altar.
Across
the gym. They don't even make it up to him. Like the guy holding the blanket doesn't even carry it up to the. They make him come down. Every year. I mean, I wasn't there this year because I was doing that libertarian thing. I've never missed a district meeting till now. But I promise it happened. I didn't have to be there to tell you basically what happened at the district meeting. We like ritual and tradition, you see. So,
right, as long as it's not codified and consistent across the state, whatever.
Meh.
So Nick.
Hey,
Father Florida. Nick,
Florida man.
Father Nick. Everyone's gonna think I'm a priest.
Yeah. How are things with fatherhood?
In the priesthood.
I'm so tired.
He's ready to join the priesthood after being a father for a little while. I bet you good money.
So. Have we got the getaway deal for you, brother? A bunch of us guys at our lodge are doing a big group outing event thing this weekend.
That's a lot.
You should fly up and hang out with us.
Well, if I had more notice, I could go, but not 3 days.
Well, I mean, whatever. No, like we'll be at it for 3 days. If you come in, you only got one day. It's good fraternal bonding. We're gonna do some traveling back and forth between. Few key destinations.
Yeah, the only thing is that we have
laboring in the quarry.
That sounds exciting. The thing is, I have AMD on Saturday, and AMD only meets like three times a year or something.
Say three or four times a year at best, probably.
Yeah,
is that a Surface book sitting on your desk?
Oh, what?
A Surface book.
Oh, a Surface Book 2.
How do you afford these things?
Telling you, man. He sets up the websites for like the cartels.
Say, y'all noticed he didn't answer.
So
you know, I've wanted one of those, but I can't drop like $3,000 on a laptop tablet thing.
How much is that shit box?
I don't know. It might have come down, but depends on what version you get. But they're about $3,000.
Well, this is the one with a dedicated 1060 or 1070 i7, 16 gigs of RAM.
Yeah.
And the 17-inch. Anyway,
I know what you paid for it, buddy. I know. Well, I don't know what you paid for it, but I know what it costs.
The last time AMD met, my child was being born. The time before that, I was not in Florida.
Making the child?
Yeah. The time before that, I was like getting married or on my honeymoon or something. And they have this thing like you need to either attend or write in and say sorry, but if like you don't go too many times, then they could like withdraw you. So I really have to go this weekend.
Pretty sure honeymoons and birth of children are excuses that
they do not care.
Really?
Because you're only allowed to have, what is it, John? 23?
You know, I've been around, I'll be going to maybe my third meeting in May, and I've already missed. Right? My first was my initiation. I've missed all of them since then. And on March 30th, I need to make sure to go to my AMD council to at least pay my dues.
Yes.
Wow.
Exactly.
Yeah. If you stop showing up, they will kick you from the rolls, and it's membership capped, and it's invite only, and you know.
Well.
Sounds to me like y'all are just missing meetings and shit.
Well, to be fair, I have two Blue Lodge meetings this month.
Your fault.
Two Blue Lodge practices.
Your fault. But if these other meetings only happen a few times a year, like you got to pick one.
Yeah, I know.
You need to learn to schedule things better, man. Well, tell everyone to hold it in.
They put it all in the same month. Not my fault.
Well, like ours are always like it's like fifth Saturday at like 8:30 in the morning.
That's when we have York Wright College. It's like
That's how all the York rights do their stuff. It's like the fifth Saturday or the fifth Tuesday or like that one random day that happens four times a year.
Yeah. But, oh well.
Anyway.
So, Jay, how's it? How do you feel?
Okay. Ultimately. I'm now just dealing with the paperwork side of things. The hospital did a horrible job with paperwork.
They always
ironically, do. My insurance company is more helpful than the hospital has been.
I mean, yeah. You should give them a wrong name and then just like...
Do what?
Just give them a different name and be like, look, I don't know who this is supposed to go to. It's not me.
Patient's name? Herbert Finkelstein.
Do I look like a Finkelstein? Huh? Do I? We're glad you're okay.
Appetite's still up.
Almost exactly an hour short.
You kind of sound like a necromancer.
You're kind of cool, except I can't understand anything you're saying.
You are digitizing a little bit, and it's not me this time.
Yeah,
right, John. I have
to say, your connection has been flawless since you've been here.
I upgraded to gig fiber 2 weeks ago. That's why.
It's beautiful.
Wait, you have like Google out there?
Not Google, but it's gig fiber.
Ah.
Google, pull out of here, bastards.
FTTH, fiber to the home.
Landing fast.
More of a coax man myself.
Why? What kind of blanket do you have behind you?
This? It's actually a Knights Templar blanket.
I mean, are you allowed to be? Is that blanket allowed to keep you warm?
I'm still a member in good standing. I haven't been kicked out yet. Well played. They'll wrap me up in it right before they burn me alive.
So Nick, you got the notice too, huh?
Dude, I was surprised because now I'm recorder for my York right, and like they sent out Grand York right of that state I'm in was like
Massachusetts.
So and so is now expelled from York right. That is all. I was like,
wow,
damn. I was like, yeah. I didn't even know they did that. And then but they got to send it in threes, right? So it's like so-and-so is expelled from chapter. And then the same exact person to the same exact mailing list was like so-and-so is suspended from council. And then it was like, wonder what's coming next. It's like, commandery.
Was it John?
So-and-so is now a grand officer in commandery. What?
Yeah, exactly. It was like
awesome. John is Harlan. I feel like they would not mail that nationwide.
No, they're kind of dumb. I think they might. They my local, not national. I don't want anybody to get pissed off.
Can they come on this here podcast to make that pronouncement so everybody that needs to know would know?
You talking to Nick or me?
Either one of you.
Well, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, they'd be too chicken shit up my neck of the weeds to come on the podcast, so.
Yeah. Hey, so what happened with the Grand Master of Georgia?
Just up and quit.
We found Jesus.
No.
Have you not read the letter?
He saw their homosexuals and just had a... vacate the premises.
So everyone keeps saying it had something to do with homosexuals. And I believe wasn't Georgia, didn't like they ban homosexual Masons?
Yep.
Yes. He was the one that did it. That was what made this story.
So if he banned it, then like, isn't it over?
Well, I think it was, he probably got more flack than we would ever realize. From that, even though some people may not have all gone public with their shunning of him, I have a feeling he probably got quite a bit of that. And according to the letter he submitted, no, from like national.
Oh.
According to the letter he submitted to
the Grand Lodge, it looks to me like it was just simple, like, I found Jesus, and Jesus says, I can't do this anymore.
Exactly. He goes, I'm looking at now. Whereas the Apostle Paul wrote in Romans, blah, 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 whereas the spiritual renewal requires making changes to one lifestyle, whereas it is clear, I hate the whereas, just tell me what it is. At the end, it's
reading,
like,
the Bible, right?
God, like, begot, begot, begot.
Hivert thou out of thine society. What? You quit? Yeah. Yeah, okay, fine.
And at the end, it's like, therefore, whereas I desire to be true to the holy word of God and continue being a faithful and devoted Christian, I now therefore resign from membership.
Here's my question. Here's my one and only question then. Is he either a Gnostic or a Coptic Christian? If the answer is no to both, he's full of shit.
But it's, I mean, look, good for him. If that brings him closer to God, good for him. Anybody.
Yeah. I mean, but just say you don't see yourself fitting in with the organization.
Isn't he like almost over though? Isn't he done in like 6 months?
He's done. He was 15, 16, I think.
Yeah, he was like, yeah, he's been out for a couple of years.
That's crazy to me.
And then he's like, then somebody else said, okay, I stepped down, but I'm still going to like pay my dues. Like, don't worry. It's like, so what'd you even do then?
he let everybody know. Hey, y'all. It's Jesus, dude.
The other thing, you
maybe
ain't part of it.
Gosh.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, hey, good for him. More power to him.
Yep. If it makes him happy, that's all that matters.
Mm.
That's it. If it's right with him, that's all that matters.
That's all that matters. I mean, apparently he's never seen the picture of Jesus wearing a Masonic apron. I'm just saying. Jesus.
You're fired.
Oh. Did you guys see that thread on Reddit that was like 400 comments deep or something? On what would make you leave Masonry?
Somebody share that to our Minnesota Masonic Facebook page. Like, hey, you should go look at this. I don't go on Reddit because I am scared to do so. Because I don't need that kind of time suck in my life. But apparently it's good. Mm.
Too long, didn't read. It's all the stuff that we all experience now. Makes you wonder why people are still... Like, somebody's like, a lodge that only communicates with me for dues payment.
Yeah.
True,
yeah. What would make you quit Masonry? Most of the people born before 1968. How's that one?
I would have just answered, like, Masonry as it exists.
Yeah. Someone's like, if I find myself not looking forward to attending, but feel I have to out of obligation or expectation.
Yeah, welcome to being master.
Check.
I don't want to go. You have to. You're running the meeting. Oh, son of a bitch. Okay, fine. I'll go.
And that was your wife? Like, you have to go.
Yeah, that was my wife. My wife actually had to give me that one choice. Like, aren't you, like, running this meeting? Yeah. You should probably go. Fine.
Yeah, that's like my wife found out that I'm secretary of York, right? And she's like, your secretary? I'm like, yeah. She's like, when did that happen? I'm like, I don't know. It just happened.
I literally don't know, honey. I'm sorry.
Masonic Shanghai. Get on the boat.
Someone's like, if my Grand Lodge ever allowed transsexuals. It's like, okay.
Well, how are you going to know unless you're, you know, hey, let me see if there's a third column in the room.
That's terrible.
What?
Seriously, Nick? That's what set you all?
I broke Nick. I broke Nick. Go. Chuck it, Trebek.
Probably no less. John, we can't make fun of Trebek anymore.
I'll take Eshwatch for the whole 100. I mean, that's a whole nother bag of jacks, but.
Because Alex Trebek says he's dying of cancer.
Oh, is he? Yeah, he's got stage 4 pancreatic cancer.
Oh, I'll take what sucks for 500. Nobody.
Nobody.
Oh, my dark humor failed me. I'm sure the litany and list there would be pretty lengthy, and I'm sure we could all add to it in spades. Well, it's like there's a Facebook-based post on all things Masonic, and it was a cartoon of Bugs Bunny handing out cigars for votes, and somebody made the comment of, I wish I would have thought of this, you know, when I was blah, 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 you know, running for the East or whatever. And I think my response was, if I would have known this would have worked, I would have held it, I would have handed out loaded mouse traps to make sure I didn't get elected 3 times.
Yeah. So I'm junior deacon in my lodge, and this past pastor, really nice guy, I guess. And he sits like right there next to me.
People have told me he's a nice guy. I think he's kind of a douche, but whatever, you know, I guess.
He knows our bylaws. Like, he'll stand up and he'll say, "Worshipful Master, page 37, paragraph 2 will tell you that blah, blah, blah." And we're all like,
he can cite them. Nice. What?
Yeah. Like, and so when I do my whole spiel at opening, he says I put a word in there that's not supposed to be there. And everyone else is like, "I think the words are there." And of course, at that particular moment, nobody had a book. Right?
What's the word?
All. A-L-L. Yeah. So.
Okay.
And he's like, "It's not there." I'm like, "Look, if it's not there, this is how I've been saying it for the past 3 years. Probably not going to be able to forget about it." So.
Right.
So now what I do is when I do my spiel, I look at him. And I say, "Okay, blah, blah, blah." And I pause and then I continue. And it works. And then somebody came up to me with a book. He goes, "Hey."
So you're saying you don't say it?
I say it.
Or you look at him when you say it. I don't understand which one you're
saying. I don't say it. I look at him and I'm like, "Hey, I remember I'm not supposed to say that word."
All right.
But then somebody came up to me with a book and says, "Hey, there's a
there's the word.
There's the word." And we're all like, "Well, now I just unlearned how to say the damn thing. Now I got to learn to say it again."
Forget what you didn't know, Nick.
Forget what you knew you didn't know about.
It's an unknown known, but a known unknown. And
that sounds like masonry.
Sounds about right.
Where the hell did Harlan just left like 10
what
minutes?
What did I miss?
Oh, well, there he is. Speaking of the devil.
Get another hanker for matzo balls or what?
He
ran away to pack a box real quick.
Something like that. Actually, Bruce isn't far off. Although it's much less alluring than that sounded.
I was going to say, to be fair, I meant that as a euphemism, Harlan.
Yeah, and Nick, in case you missed out, the fun Masonic activity of the weekend is the diaspora of Harlan's family from one home to another, and the moving of their
diaspora
respective. Yeah, I suppose that was a bad choice of terms, wasn't it?
Damn!
Ow! Yeah. That wasn't even intentional. God, I'm sorry. I actually feel bad about that.
Next week in Jerusalem.
That being said, while we're on the subject and speaking of things that Nick missed, Nick, you said you're junior deacon in your lodge. How far physically, like in feet, would you carry a message if asked by your master?
So the history of why we say we carry messages, as far as I've been told, is because in Philadelphia...
Yeah. You know what?
No.
And Nick rolls an 18 for the dodge.
Let him finish.
is because in Pennsylvania, where you guys are, you would recall that when they open, they don't open verbally. They whisper to the deacon's ears. So, yeah.
So, answer the question there, buddy.
I don't know.
Like 2 feet, then? Is that your answer?
Sure.
20 feet? No.
Do you understand the question, young man?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Were you even listening?
I don't think I do. Master.
Was it over when the Germans tonight, bombed Pearl Harbor? Germans? Leave him. He's on a roll.
What is on your to-do list? It just looks like squiggles. Is that a real list?
What?
Nick.
That is Jessica's color-coded to-do list with squiggles of what she's accomplished.
Oh. Color-coded. I approve.
Why do you have 38 pencils in your pencil holder behind your laptop? Like, I can do one or two. Why do you need that many pencils? What?
The same reason I need a cabinet for all of my liquor. Just cause.
Just okay, cause. But your liquor isn't all the... You don't have 18 bottles of the same liquor.
Bet my ass I don't.
do me a favor. When you finally liquors. Get around to sending that camera, send some of those pencils so my son will stop losing pencils for his homework.
Jameson makes more than one thing. John, you knock it off.
Five. Five? Yeah, I think like five. Yeah.
Five things?
Yeah. Mm. And only four of which I can afford on a regular basis. I haven't had the gold yet. And I didn't make a liquor run, so I'm drinking my own plum wine.
What?
I made my own wine for years. I still have a stash.
You know,
no, you said a plum wine. Like...
Plum wine, not plum line.
Yeah. Plum line.
You know, like... you spend too much time at Lodge. And...
like plum line.
Oh, plum line.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, see what I did there? So kind of other nuttery's been afoot, gentlemen. Other than, you know,
oh, do tell.
Jumbo almost losing his foot and, you know, Nick still being in the waiting room of God.
We cooked 300 turkeys for Lodge. 300 chickens.
Turkeys or chickens? Mm.
They were chickens.
Size difference. I'm just saying. There's.
Yeah, I bet they were. Sly dog.
What?
Hey, is anybody going to get that?
No.
The Samsung.
Yeah.
Sif.
Samsung Galaxy.
Tour, it sounds like.
Samsung Galaxy phone that folds.
No, I don't want my balls to explode.
No.
Thanks.
No.
Portuguese.
No. I mean, you know,
the only person on the show who ever gets brand new electronics is you. Yeah. So just get it like you're already going to, and then tell us how it is.
Nick, I'll speak for myself because I usually do. We've already established I have a drinking problem. How much tech do you think I can buy? I have a BAC to upkeep here.
He has 18 bottles of Jameson in his liquor cabinet. He has no money for a tablet.
Take a step back there, Sprinkles.
So I don't drink, but how much does one of those bottles go for?
Depends if it's Jameson Black. I can get it with my veterans discount. Honest to God,
are you serious?
My local liquor store has a veterans discount. I'm not.
That's so terrible.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, that's. I mean,
well,
no, your audience,
you should wait,
I guess.
Till he goes up by the reservation up there, and they have a tribesman discount too. That was probably in poor taste, wasn't it?
Wow. No, one of my local liquor stores actually has a vet discount.
Discounts for everyone.
And you get a drinking problem. And you get a drinking problem. And you.
Well, let's be fair, John. You had a drinking problem before.
God, well, yeah. I've sat in the East.
What's the problem?
That's how I knew. I'm sorry, a drinking solution.
Yeah, that's much like.
So, what are we doing here, Nick?
He said sat in the past tense. I don't see the problem.
But Nick, Jameson Black Label, which is my preferred snoot, is I can get that for 35.
The problem is that he did it 3 times.
That's true.
That is true.
I got no excuse for you.
That's my new thing. It's my computer.
Wasn't that the thing that like ran the DeLorean and Back to the Future? I'm pretty sure I've seen that.
Never been a fan of the glass or plastic, whatever, clear case. That's I don't want people seeing my handiwork. It tends to not be pretty. I'm a function over form kind of guy.
Mm. Oh, clearly.
Yeah, on that one.
I once built a wooden case for a PC back when I was a teenager because I didn't want to spend. I wanted that extra like $50 for the graphics card. So,
dude, it's static proof.
I just made it. It wasn't pretty. It's literally just a
lot of things proof.
When did you start building that?
What? No, I don't have it anymore. When I was a teenager, I didn't have a lot of money, and I needed that extra $40 or $50 for a graphics card.
Oh, so that was like the time. So it must have been around the time that you were building the new AfterLodge website, right?
No. That was only
damn.
That was only 4 years ago. This was like.
So
16 years ago,
I remember building a PC in college, and this would have now been a long time ago. I didn't have
PCs when you were in college, but nice try.
Texas Instruments. Yeah. I remember.
Look, it says boob.
Well. I had to buy it bit by bit, and I couldn't. The case was the last thing I gave a shit about and bought. So what I did was I screwed the motherboard into the wall right next to my monitor.
Nice.
And then shoved this, put my SDI card in there and my sound card and everything else until I got the monitor.
I approve.
Until I got the case. So, yeah. Hot. Very hot.
Nope.
So what other asshattery's been afoot since we've assembled last?
Well, I still have my daughter.
Well, that's good. You're a marginally competent parent, or at least your
so
business is.
Scary how much I think about, like, okay, is she still alive? She's still alive? She's still alive? Still alive?
Then poke, like, poke.
Breathing? I need to check if she's breathing.
Yeah, is she breathing? And then my wife's like,
on her head? Somebody go in there and check.
Well, we have. I don't want to tell you guys.
Oh no! We're all
please, Nick. Please. These are things I'm never going to own, so I have to live vicariously through you. What do you have?
These are things I'm never going to own. Tried to buy that baby once. Ran out of money. Come on.
Would he leave? Like what, Nick?
We have a sock that you put on her foot, and it tells you it monitors her pulse and her oxygen levels.
That's cool.
Then there's an alarm that goes through the house if she doesn't.
Wow. That I won't bomb you for that, because that's like not a fucking drone.
A sock.
That's like a sock.
It's like a sock.
It's like a sock.
That's pretty brilliant, actually. I kind of like that.
But it's still real, like, even when my wife's like, I'm going to the store, and I'm like, oh no, please.
Don't leave me with this pink thing.
I'm so sorry. I'll go. Let me go.
What do I do if she breathes?
Well, I remember when my kiddo would be sleeping at, like, you know, 6 months, and be like, like you said, you want to make sure he's alive and breathing, but it's like, at the same time, I haven't slept in 3 days, and I don't want to wake this little bastard up.
Exactly.
Is it sleeping or is it dead? Poke, poke. No! Yeah.
We did the thing with the light. Like, okay, I saw her tummy moves.
You start. Dude, the mirror under the nose. That's what. Just put the mirror. Look for the fog. Okay, we're good. I'm leaving. You're just going to shade out of there. You'll thank me later.
So I just now found out that the guy I was talking to about getting bylaws and such for the homeowners association, and we've been chatting for a while.
Oh, you bought into an HOA, you dumb bastard.
Dude, yeah, so I have an HOA. Never get into
dumb HOA. Bastard.
We got into the details, and then he just now replied, so I looked up your address, and you're not in this HOA. You're in a different one. So
I'll
talk about the name after the show, but so the street that this house is on is the name of the subdivision in the HOA. Mm-hmm. There's another HOA that's just for like a tiny part of the subdivision that has no relation in naming to the property at all, but that's apparently where I am. So I've been talking to the wrong guy all this time.
That's exactly what happened to us.
Yep. Yeah.
But let's say my address was 123 Mason Street.
Don't overthink it.
And there's a Mason Street HOA, and then you find out that you're not in the Mason Street HOA. You're in the Knights of Columbus subdivision. Yeah, that's basically what just happened to me.
Yeah, but what happened to us was that our house is 123 Mason Street A, but A doesn't exist because it was the model house for the development, so they made it its own address for the state.
God, that's awesome.
So the state says we're A, but our house says we're B, and the HOA says that we're A. So when we were telling them no, here's the mailbox, there's a B on it, and they're like, you're not in our system.
No, you're not.
What is your plat say, or your deed, or any of that stuff? Because that's ultimately what matters.
The deed is what you need to look at.
The deed says A, but
and then you're A.
Yes.
But the wonderful postal system, no offense, Bruce.
Why would Bruce care? He carries milk.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Whoops. Carries milk. The milkman says, I don't see an A in my building. I only see a B. Tennessee.
So there's a thing we have where basically if an address exists according to the plat, that we have to have it in our edit book, even if there's not a physical building at the location.
For the milk.
Yeah.
So you're saying like
milk's serious business, man. If you don't get it there in time, it spoils. You gotta be on top of this.
Well, if it doesn't
exist, for example, you
can't get it there in time, Harlan.
After Lodge's lot 3, if the state or the city recognizes it with its own address, then so even though there's no house there and it literally just looks like a yard as a part of our property, the post office actually still tracks it as a...
If it has an address, then yes. If it's just a plot of land, then it probably doesn't have an address, so no.
Ah, okay.
Usually an address isn't assigned until a structure is either getting ready to be built or being built.
I'm so confused.
Yeah, well, anyway, the point is that the bylaws and such about the HOA are a complete
not the ones you wanted.
Right.
And if I know anything about HOAs, the one that's right next to it that my house is in is
going
to
be suck completely ass. Different.
It's going to be the worst one. Hey, can I ask how much your HOA is? Per month?
I don't know.
No, he doesn't know because he doesn't know. He's been fuckers.
So the listing stuff and what I had to deal with escrow, it said it was $300 a year. I mean, all they do, there's a garbage collection agreement and they plow the streets and fix potholes. Like they don't do anything else. Like
those are the three biggest things.
Because it's a private road, so you got to pool money to plow the street, fix the potholes, and then save a whole bunch of money by getting a neighborhood contract for waste collection.
Oh, that's
yeah, it's not like HOAs in Florida where like your HOA dues are more than your mortgage. It's not like that. I've heard some horror stories about Florida man running an HOA.
Yeah.
God, I'm glad I live in an urban area.
So But much like where I live now, it's not the HOA that gets you. It's the city. And I say city in air quotes because, like, cities here are more like neighborhoods in most cases.
Uh-huh.
So I don't have an HOA where I live now, but all the stuff you would expect out of an HOA, you get out of the city, except they have the force of law and police and taxing and whatnot that an HOA wouldn't have. But all the rules about how tall your grass can be and what kind of mailbox you can have and all that stuff, that all comes from the city. Which kind of sucks, because then when you get the wrong kind of mailbox, instead of the HOA screaming at you, you have the police writing you citations.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, yeah, same here.
That's how it's going to be there. The HOA is not going to bother you. It's the darn city. All these stupid rules. Like, you're not allowed to have a vehicle on the premises that's not titled and registered. Like, even in your garage. As if, how would they know that? But I don't know. It's a city ordinance.
City ordinance. No junk
vehicles.
I get it.
It's good fun. Does the new city have its own little piddly city police department like this one? Oh, darn. Our city police department here is it's up to 15 employees now, counting the dispatch lady and the code enforcement.
Are we not going to recognize that your wife screams when she sneezes?
No. And that's not me or my wife. She did not sneeze.
That was my wife. And honestly, that wasn't nearly as bad as some people I know. So.
Oh. Not as bad as mine usually are.
Why do you have headphones if she could hear us?
I have headphones so I can hear you clearly.
Yeah, that's an old man thing.
I have hearing problems.
Right here.
So
right here.
That way they're plugged, you know, right there, and the microphone's attached to the headphones. And
but then how come she hear us?
I told her.
We got these Impal things now since my new phone doesn't have a headphone jack.
All right.
I don't know why that's relevant, other than you should buy these through the affiliate link that'll be on our website in a few years.
You don't allow us to have affiliate links.
I said in a few years.
Funny, we're just talking about getting the post office.
Yeah. But that's doing our civic duty and, like, helping out the United States government and stuff.
Yes.
One, already spent 15 years doing that. Two, they don't need the help. Well, not the government. Post office, maybe.
Don't they?
Well, the post office, because, I mean, I've met a few of their employees. The female employees are stellar. The male ones are woohoo. There's something else.
What? I don't even know how I'm supposed to take that, John.
Let me tell you. You guys need to get up and up with like one of the private carriers.
No, I don't need to get up. I need to get down. I need to get down back to bed. I am so exhausted.
You know, you could pay FedEx 50 cents and they will carry a small parcel from Miami, Florida.
FedEx won't even last you for 50 cents.
Yeah, I was going to say FedEx would be like, child,
please. The FedEx for 50 cents, they'll carry a small parcel from your left hand to your right hand.
Yeah, so the joke that I was so poorly making was that the post office will take 50 cents and carry your letter from Miami to Alaska.
Yes.
Mm. They'll also come to your house and pick up packages for free.
You can schedule free parcel pickup.
Nick.
All you have to do is go to USPS.gov.
Nick.
Schedule your free parcel pickup.
Pick up.
Pick up the package that you meant to mail to Jeff like 3 months ago that you don't have time for.
Oh. And what? Jeff, you gotta stop talking, man. It's
you do bad. Sound like you're trying to raise the Antichrist
with your headset.
Like, crazy.
Usually it's me, but it's not this time. It's you.
I wasn't talking that time, so I'm not sure what's going on.
I'm doing it again. I'm gonna have nightmares, y'all.
Kill it. Kill it on fire.
He wasn't talking.
I am talking. You are hearing wrong.
I am Robo Brother. You are not on the level.
Oh, if I could make a lodge of androids. Mm-hmm. Yeah, perfect ritual every meeting.
No.
They fit the requirements, Harlan.
And then I could talk for as long as I wanted to without any groaning or people throwing screaming monkeys at me.
No, but the machines would eventually break themselves down just out of sheer spite.
Or kill you. One or the other.
One of them will get sentience and then all of a sudden decide to install a virus and all the rest of them.
I could program them to handle titles appropriately instead of, well, like we do it.
Instead of nipples.
Yeah. And no, I try to get nipples. So we're getting a code enforcement board here in the After Lodge City. And they've been trying to find people to fill this board. And of course, nobody wants to do that. And I was like, I've got just the guy. So in a couple of weeks, you're going to see nipples walking around the city, measuring people's grass and screaming, citizens arrest. Citizens arrest. Citizens arrest. 7 inches. This blade of grass is 7 inches. Yeah, it's going to be great. It's going to be fantastic. And I'm leaving, so I don't give one.
Here, hold this grenade. Bye.
I had to resign from the planning commission on Monday. I'm
resigning. Why? Because Hillary's going to run?
No, because I'm leaving the I'm no longer going to be a resident.
He's no longer within the jurisdiction.
Yeah. I'm not eligible anymore, so Tony's going to have to run that show without me. And where I'm going, I can't do anything like that. I'm not going to have enough money to run for office or even get appointed to something in my new town. So
you didn't have to, like...
I'm a married man. I wanted to stay that way. So, yes, I did have
to. Yes, you did. No option.
House is a little cheaper than half of everything I own, plus huge monthly payments for the next 16 years.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Ain't that how it goes? See, when you start dwelling on that, Nick, and you realize just how hard over the barrel she has you now.
Three letters. ROI. Remember your return on investment. You're going to lose. Says the guy who's actually shoring up a brother in his basement for that very reason.
Yeah. No, she's.
How's he doing?
Isn't that brother also like an actual blood relative though? So
yes, yes. So he'd have a home here regardless. But yeah,
you got double.
Yeah, and he's going to come out just fine. But and he travels all the time for work. Like literally, my feet are on what is his bed right now. So he's kind of in my recording space, but he's constantly gone. So, but yeah. ROI. Yeah.
You'll see.
And especially now that you have a kid, you'll lose.
Well, the kid's what I'm talking about. That's why she's got you over the barrel and you just don't see it yet. One day when you're bored, go to your state's Department of Family Services or whatever it's called and get the child support worksheet and just, like, you know, plug in some numbers and see what you think.
Just for fun.
Yeah.
Shiggles.
And then go home and buy some flowers and tell your wife how much you love her and do what she tells you.
Try not to cue into her that you're
so buy her a house
or a car or basically just about anything else that's cheaper. Yeah, that's
okay. All right, guys, I have to go take care of the mess.
Press, show up late and leave early.
Yeah, I go.
Well, we're all gonna be leaving.
Thanks for stopping in, Nick. So we appreciate you being here.
Moral of the story is it takes you 18 seconds to get into the situation and 18 years to get out.
Well, it takes all 18 seconds.
God, I can do that twice.
I mean, I was being generous.
If I were you, I would leave as soon as possible before Harlan just continues to deride every recent decision you've made in your life.
Yep.
Yeah, the artillery volley's getting loaded. You might want to run.
But
he's just getting warmed up. I already know.
Little girl, though. That's That's all that really matters.
All that matters. Yeah. All right, guys. Have a good night. Nice seeing you guys.
See you, Nick.
See you, Nicky.
See ya.
I've been mortified in watching my my father-in-law's interactions with my wife in this whole moving process. And every time she has him doing something, all I think about is, oh, this is what my life's going to be. When my daughter's like long gone with her own husband and I'm still getting roped into doing shit I don't want to do because, you know, daddy.
Daddy?
Yeah.
So there's a place called...
So she's racking up all this karma with her dad that I'm going to have to pay back with my own daughter.
Oh, the sins of our wives, mothers, fathers?
Going to be like, honey, you're 50 years old. Daddy's in a nursing home. No, I cannot get that cat... Fine. What time?
The last time I tried to move your recliner, I snagged my colostomy bag. Don't you remember that?
Yeah.
I'd rather not do that twice.
But fine. I'll be there at 7. All right. So now your wife, Jeff, is sounding like the Diablo necromancer. Y'all got to stop TV. Whatever this is. There we go.
Thank you. Much better.
So
I just turned my microphone off.
Oh, damn.
Stop. So now that I know that my wife's going to be listening to this at some point, and I'm going to get to explore that formal living room couch in my new home this weekend, we should probably end this before I dig this hole any deeper. I love you, dear. Hold your camera still, John. You're making me sick.
No, that's just your nerves of getting your ass beat by your old lady.
Yeah, it's coming. Actually, she's standing in the hallway waiting on me. So on second thought, let's keep
this rolling. You know she's listening live.
Let's keep this rolling. How about dues, Bruce? How about dues?
Harlan knows she won't do anything as long as we're recording.
We need footage for the evidence files.
I think dues are fine where they are, Harlan.
Thank you and good night.
Actually, they are fine where they are now. So,
right now,
yeah, our lodge. Well, we talked about that on the last show, which I also haven't posted. But we raised dues, and they are now, while not where I would like them to be, they are where they probably need to be. So I can't really complain. I mean,
they're at least above the minimum they need to be.
They're enough to pay the bills and then have a few dollars left over, which is way, way better than where we have been. Maybe even have a slowly growing savings account, you know, with a like couple $100 left at the end of the year.
Nonsense.
Slowly.
Yeah. You know, compounding interest is a hell of a thing in the age of a lodge. I mean, we got those like old lodges that have been around since, you know, the 19th century or... one of them maybe a little before that, and that interest compounding over a couple centuries, and you'll be well taken care of. And by you, I mean, like, I guess my grandchildren's children.
A couple centuries, we ain't going to be there.
I don't know. You know, modern medicine being what it is, and my luck being what it is, I'll probably still be around here in 200 years.
I will point out, I'm trying to fill myself for preservatives.
Yeah.
So.
Be cursing about it. That guy that wakes up when he's like 130 something. Like, ah, damn it. Did you hear that John died? Lucky bastard.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. He went peacefully in his sleep. Yeah. That's how it's going to go. I mean, I was just reading a thing about the second guy got cured of HIV. There's that new cancer treatment thing that I get all this medical stuff that comes up in my RSS feed for some reason. I think Google's trying to tell me something. Yeah. So
there's a really off color joke in there. I'm really.
Oh no, on. No, I'm going down the same road, but I'm remembering that we're still on the air. So.
Good, at least
and I don't want to revive the Grandmaster of Georgia. Conversation. How did that go? I missed that, by the way.
Best luck to him. Sorry, the homosexuals scared you, kind of thing. But whatever makes his conscience at ease or makes him closer to his creator.
Somebody said,
by all means.
Somebody said that we thinks the gentleman doth protest too muchly, right?
Somebody, well, that probably would have been me.
Okay. As long as we had that covered then.
Yeah.
You know,
people wind her back a notch. Yeah.
Overly upset and frightened about what other men do in their own private time. Yeah, they're a little scared for a reason, usually.
Nice, Ed.
I had to say usually because.
Not always, but often.
Most of the time. All right. Well, fellas, I got nothing of value to add tonight. I only did this so that you guys would remember that
we do this for.
There was a podcast.
This is essentially an hour-long reminder that Harlan's moving Saturday and wants to come help him.
If anybody wants to come to Pennsylvania, I will welcome all comers into my home.
I will point out that when we recorded, what was it, 219 and 220 of the episodes when I came down? Was that our two episode numbers?
Yes.
That we're working on. Mm-hmm. Things had been recently filed with the charges.
Yeah.
I would like to point out that there's 9 days left for a response.
Huh!
Out of the 60-day window. So, one, that tells you how long it's been between our recording sessions. And two...
Well, by the time John, you hear the episode after this
so what I was doing, John, was waiting on all of that to expire for you so you knew whether or not we wanted to cut all that stuff.
Totally what Harlan was doing.
Right. Looking out for you.
Well, it works out in your favor, I suppose. We'll go with that because, you know.
That's charity. That is charity, brother.
Right. And you can't prove a negative. So, I mean, there's that.
Let's go with charity.
Well, there you go.
Where's your brother?
Shortly after we record next week, if we record next week, the plot will thinnen or thicken.
Mm.
What was the first one?
Thinnen. Yes.
Huh. All right. Sure.
It's the best I got. I don't know.
I'll allow it.
Thank you.
Harlan?
Yes, sir.
I don't know. What are we doing? What are we doing with our lives?
You're bringing this podcast to a close so that I can get on with this move, and then
Harlan's got to stuff boxes, and not the fun kind.
No. Yeedy.
No, that box is already packed.
What?
You heard what I said.
Yes, I did.
Hopefully, it's a lot of peanuts and fluff and not actual material. Oh, no, wait. You got the snip, snip, hooray.
Bubble wrap, John. Bubble wrap. Yeah, let's put a bullet in this. This has been episode two of the After Lodge podcast. You can find the show notes for this or any previously published episode at www.afterlodge.com.
Bubbles out. It's more fun.
Yeah. Find us on Facebook or Twitter at After Lodge. Shoot us an email at afterlodge.gmail.com. Hang out with us on IRC at irc.snoonet.org. /Freemasonry. I just got back in there today. I haven't been in the IRC in weeks either. It's still there. So go hang out with those guys and maybe me. What else? Find us on Google Play, Stitcher, the Apple iTunes Store. Wherever podcasts are brought to you, I'm sure that we are there. Leave us some feedback. Tell your friends about us. Come find us on the Freemasonry and After Lodge subreddits. Do not send me a private message because for whatever reason on every device, when I click the message button, nothing happens. So I've got like all these missed messages and I can't see them. So go fix Reddit. It's open source. Somebody fix it and then I'll answer your messages. Till next week, brothers, I will see you on the other side of what is sure to be a exciting weekend of fraternal bonding.
Later.
Slauncha.